Internet scum. The internet is a wonderful thing. It has become an indispensable part of my life. It was initially a non-profit and even noble effort, and at its core I think it still is, despite the presence of eBay, Amazon, and a zillion other online ways to spend and make money. I am old enough, just, to remember a world before the internet, and certainly I remember clearly a world before the World Wide Web. For those of you so young that you think the World Wide Web and the Internet are just two terms for the same thing, well, let's just say the World Wide Web is the graphical front end for the Internet, and leave it at that. But it has to be said that the Internet is a reflection of humanity. So not only does it contain many and varied examples of human cooperation, knowledge, and wisdom, but it also contains some pretty scummy behavior. There are all sorts of really scummy things that happen online, or at least scummy things that are available to view online. From minor internet scum like unrequested new browser windows popping up and banner ads that pretend to be part of the website you're viewing, to more serious scummy behavior such as jihadi hostage snuff films and child porn, the list of internet scum is endless. But in this and future audio booze, I'm going to rant about just two smaller but no less pernicious examples of internet scum. My first example, Blender Stealers. These particular examples of internet scum first came to my attention a few years ago, but they reared their ugly head again tonight when I was checking the Blender website for news and any updated versions of the Blender software. What is Blender? For those that don't know, and if you're one of my students, you either already do know or soon will. Blender is a free and open source piece of software, coded and maintained largely by volunteers, coordinated by a not-for-profit foundation. The software is a 3D modeling, rigging, texturing, and animation package, think Toy Story or even Tron, as well as a game creator, video compositor, and video editor, all in one package, although the latter editing function is currently rather basic. It runs on Windows, Macs, and various flavors of Linux and Unix, is rapidly developing in both stability, features, and a following, and is in short one of the more astounding and wonderful examples of what can be created by dedicated volunteers working across the globe over the internet. And yet, despite the fact that Blender is free in every sense of the word free, people are still stealing it. How can you steal something that is free? You steal it by downloading it, rebadging it with your own name, bundling it with a few tutorials you also probably downloaded, and then selling it to unsuspecting newcomers to 3D animation. The two recent examples of this scummy behavior that popped up in the Blender news section tonight are called 3D Magics, with an X, and Illusion Mage, but there have been many others. Oddly, despite the different names, anyone visiting both sites would quickly see that the promotional blurbs are written by the same writer and consist largely of the same text. Yet more ranting about Blender stealing and other internet scum in the next audio boo.